Well, Father, I just thank you for the word that we're going to share today. And Lord, Papa, I just thank you for your anointing that is already in this house, that has been set in this house. And I thank you for an amazing shift in the atmosphere, an amazing shift in the heart of people, that you're going to do something that is unforgettable. And Lord, I just thank you that we just release this word now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, we're on assignment. All this month, we are dealing with healthy relationships, conflict, leadership style, personality. How do we minister to broken people, and all and much, much more. But we have a word for this house that Donna and I have been, you know, so excited to release. And I want to tell you a little bit about me. So I flow in the prophetic anointing and an apostolic call on my life. And oftentimes I dream a lot. How many, any dreamers in the house that you have dreams that God speaks to you? And so God spoke this prophetic dream that I have been releasing in churches. And so I want to release this word to you. Not too long ago, I had a dream. And in this dream, there were two spirits. Well, one spirit, I was in a room, and there was a glass double door. And so I was in a room just hanging out, and all of a sudden in comes this weird-looking spirit. And you guys, have you seen those emojis, those anger emojis with the red face? Well, this thing had a red face and was very, very angry. And so I'm standing here, and this thing began to come, and we begin to wrestle. We begin to fight. And all of a sudden, he reared his head like this, and he charged me and ran, boom, right into my chest. And I was pushing it out. Ugh! And then he ran back in, whoop, and then I pushed back. Ugh! And I kept fighting, and I was looking at Jesus like, "What? Help me, I'm fighting this thing. What's going on?" So this thing that was on the outside tried to get on the inside of me. And what happened next was another entity came in, red face. It was two of them now, and he charged me. He just head first, like it just came right into my body, and I pushed it out, and he pushed back in, and I pushed out, and he pushed back in, and we were wrestling. Then the other entity looked at the other entity, this demonic thing, and they came together like this and formed one whole new thing. All this time, I saw Jesus standing behind the glass doors, and he couldn't get in. And so what happened was, this thing that became one charged into me, and I pushed out, push. And then all of a sudden, it was over with. They left. Nothing got in me. Jesus came out, and he sat on a ledge of a couch. And I was so angry. And I was like, "God, why didn't you help me? What was going on? This entity was trying to get inside of me. Why didn't you help me?" All of a sudden, when I looked at Jesus, he had on a mask. And I'm like, "What is this mask?" And the Lord spoke, and he said this: "The mask got put on my face by you. For the thing that is on the outside influence that tries to get on the inside of you begins to change the relationship that you walk in with me." Are you all hearing me? Are you understanding me? So the name of our message today is called Inside Out. What are the things in our lives, on the outside of our lives, that tries to get on the inside to affect the way we walk, affect the way we have relationships with people, affect our work, everything that we do affects everything that we do. And the Lord is speaking to say that he wants us to recognize those things that are on the outside, those negative things that are on the outside that tries to get on the inside of us that would cause us to have a different perspective and to take us away from the loving connection of God. Sometimes religion plays a very huge part. The spirit of religion is not a good thing. The spirit of religion is an evil spirit that tries to come in with lies and deception that keeps us from having a free, loving, open relationship with the Father. And what happens is he puts this thing, puts us in a slave mentality. And what the Lord was showing me in this fight with these entities is that I was fighting in my own strengths and in my own giftings, fighting. And I won, right? It got away from me, but it was in my own flesh and I was exhausted. Because as I was looking and thinking that Jesus didn't want to come help me, there was something I must have done in order for this fight to occur. And so the outside influences that was trying to get inside of me began to pull apart the covenant, the love, the open relationship that I have with the Father. And so I'm going to open up quickly with a scripture, and I'm going to bring Donna up. So I'm going to open up. No. As a matter of fact, Donna, I'm going to bring you on up so you can share your story, because you had a different dream. It's so funny with our relationship, Donna and I, where we dream kind of in the same time zone. So I want you to share your story.
So just about the same time frame, I also had a dream. And just that day, I had been talking with the students at our school, and we were talking about living out of our spirits and how, you know, that's how God created us, that we would live out of our spirit, man. And so that night, I went to sleep, and I had a dream that literally my spirit from the inside, it was like my whole body just turned inside out. So, you know, the body went to the in and the spirit came to the front and came out to the outside. And immediately when that happened in the dream, it was like there was such energy and such life. And honestly, every time I talk about it, like I just, like my skin begins to just almost vibrate because there was so much life in it when my spirit came to the front. And I just, like, I almost couldn't contain it in my dream. And I woke up then. And when I woke up, I thought, I'm never going back. I'm going to live from the inside out. I'm going to live with that life on the outside. And so when we got together and talked about these dreams, we realized God was really speaking something
to the body
through this. Yes, mm-hmm. To the body.
Yeah. And so what began to happen, we began to notice that either people live life in two ways. From the outside in, your circumstances, your situations, your history gives you identity. Gives you identity. And those things come on the outside in, and it's always an inward battle, always constantly fighting with Jesus because you don't know who he is. And Donna's dream is living from the inside out, that she has a place of identity. She has that power and that freedom and that openness to God, that her spirit man is alive to God. Do you know that's the way we're supposed to live from the inside out? But I'm going to read some scriptures that kind of highlight why we don't often live that way, because that's the way we can live. That we can live connected to God, our spirit man created in his image, knowing who we are, those things that we see God do, we can do. That's the way we're supposed to live. But when we live limitless, that's what religion does. Religion makes us do stuff from the outside in. Behavior, if I act good enough, if I do all of these good behaviors, if I do this or do that, then maybe, just maybe, God may like me a little bit. So I want Donna to read this scripture. I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. And we're going to read it out of
I think this is Amplified.
Out of the Amplified Bible.
Yes. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is clear, spiritually perceptive, your whole body will be full of light, benefiting from God's precepts. But if your eye is bad, spiritually blind, then your whole body will be full of darkness, devoid of God's precepts. So if the very light inside of you, mm-hmm. your inner self, mm-hmm. your heart, your conscience, is darkness, then how great and terrible is that darkness?
So when we think about darkness, we think sin, right? You think sin, lying, beating up people, murder, all of those things, you know, unforgiveness, all of those things is living in darkness. But there's also the darkness of not knowing who you are, not letting the light of God shine to give you identity, to let you know exactly who you are. We often have a beggar's mentality, that we often beg God to do stuff. You know, please do this for us, God. Please, you'll help us, Lord. And so we stand in a position, especially when we live from the outside in, we feel helpless. So every day life is a battle. We're fighting, we're pushing, we're trying to make it, and we're trying to be happy, and we're trying to worship, and we're trying. And the light that we think that we have is actually darkness. Darkness of being distracted of all the stuff that's happening in the world. I know our country is going through the most craziest situation. I mean, really crazy. And the church has been on edge. You guys know, I don't even have to explain it. You know, I'm Black American, Donna's white. You know, it's been all kinds of racial everything. And see, God is using me and my friend as a sign and a wonder that this is living from the inside out. See, when you live from the inside out, you can love people and honor people no matter what. And so all of this stuff happening, we're walking in darkness, and the darkness of low self-esteem, the darkness of having an orphan spirit, feeling like you don't matter and that you don't fit in, the darkness of trying to measure up against somebody when you think that that person is super great and you're not so much. Lies that the enemy tells us from the history that we often experience as children. This is the kind of darkness that we're talking about. But God is going to shine the light and to let you know that you can live on the inside out. I want Donna to come back up.
What you saw is the very thing that they're talking about, this inside out. But go like this, say, I have a body.
I have a body.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Catch that. I have a body.
I have a body.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
And what we saw in that movie is exactly that. How the things came from the body. be the connecting point.
But this is how God created us, that we would live life from the inside out, that we live from our spirit, that our soul is in alignment. When our soul is in alignment with our spirit, that means that our words, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions all come into perfect alignment with the heart of God. It's like, let me have one more person real quick. Real quick, would you come, sir? Did you just stand on that end? Okay, so you're going to be the heart of the body, okay? And I'm going to be the heart of God here. And so when we're walking in this alignment, when our spirit is listening to the heart of God, then the spirit receives the truth, and the truth is spoken to the soul, and the soul all of a sudden starts becoming, that's the renewed mind that the Bible talks about. The soul then begins to line up so that our thoughts are becoming his thoughts, the heart of God, and all of that. And then our behavior simply follows in alignment with what our soul is speaking to us. And so the behavior then that our body brings forth also then lines up, and the very heart of man comes into perfect alignment with the heart of God. That's a living inside out lifestyle. And I want to read this scripture that I just found, and I just love it. This is also out of the Message Bible, and it is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to this. It says, "You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you will see God in the outside world." See, you'll show up like God. You'll show up like Jesus when you've got your inside world in alignment with his, allowing you to flow out of your spirit, out of the life of Jesus, out of the truth of his word. That's what God's called us to. I have to tell you, my husband and I are pastors, and we're in relationship with a lot of pastors, a lot of churches all over the place. But your pastors right here, this is their life. This is their heartbeat, to bring people into the wholeness of God so that they are living, so that you are living from the inside. Because when you're living from the inside, when you're inside, when your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions are healed of those things that the body has experienced, that's when you come into that wholeness. That's why the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. That word doesn't just mean we get to go to heaven. Hallelujah, I'll fly away, oh glory. That's not what that means. Yes, we will get to be with him eternally. But it means that your body is healed and that your soul is delivered and your spirit is his for eternity. That's being saved, and that's what your pastors absolutely believe in and walk in. That's why they're so empowering to you. That's why they're so like, what is the gift that's within them? What is the calling in their life? Where is the destiny that God's taking to? Why can they release somebody to go after being here 2 years when I know as a pastor that's a challenge? That is hard. Because you fall in love and you fall in love and you want to keep everybody, but that's not what God called us to. Because God said, Jesus said, you build the kingdom, I'll build my church. So they're not about building this church, they're about building you, because you are the church and we are the kingdom. That's living inside out, and I love you guys for that, and I love this church. All right, thank you very much.
When you're living on the inside out, I want to take you to another scripture. Go to 1 John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. You're going to read.
Yeah, go to. Yes. Oh, okay. So this is the essence. This in essence is, whoa. Gee, which one was I, huh? This in essence is the message we've heard from Christ and are passing on to you. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. If we claim that we experience a shared life with him and continue to stumble around in the dark, then we obviously are lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son.
Amen. We often live on the outside in, always having reactions to a lot of things. When we're living on the outside, when our world, our culture, everything about us affects us, then what happens is the soul takes over. Donna did a great illustration about spirit, soul, body. And most of the time, we live soul, body, spirit. But God wants you to come higher, wants me to come higher, and to live spirit, soul, body. What's on the inside? What's on the inside of you? And when we begin to walk in the light of God, something wonderful happens. When we live, when we let our inside world connected to the Father happens, adoption happens. That we are adopted into the beloved, spirit to spirit. We have an identity. We begin to see who God tells us that we are. And one of the things that I'm so excited about Word of Grace and about what Colin and Navaz are doing, we're doing growth and development. This whole month is going to be a growth and development month. When we begin to have our inside world fixed, then we're able to see clearly what God sees in other people. Yesterday, we talked about a culture of honor and what that looks like. We talked about when you walk in honor, you're able to love people the way Jesus loves you. When we walk in a culture of honor, we get to celebrate what other people are doing. When Donna and I, we teach everywhere. There's no competition. One's not better than the other. We just operate fully in our gifts, and we celebrate one another. And God wants to do an amazing thing in this church. What he wants to do is build a caring community of believers. No more feeling on the, outs. No more big I's and little U's. God wants to bring community together in the church, and it's happening, and it's clear. So this whole month that, the IDTs, those of you who have signed up, you're going to begin to enter into a world of how do we deal with conflict? How do we deal with building healthy relationships? Because that's what the body of Christ is built upon, is relationships. 1 John 1:7 that said that when we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we're able to have fellowship with one another. When we walk in his light, when we walk in the spirit, but when we choose to walk from the outside in, we're easily offended. How many people have seen people get offended by the littlest things? How many people have seen people get jealous over things that, that they feel so intimidated by? Have you seen that? How many people have been in relationships where people are not being truly authentic? Not being 100%. And I want to share this one thing with you. The Lord gave me this revelation and I shared it with the team. Often people live being, there's a group of people, that lives 100%, 75%, 50%, and 25%. We want to live 100%, meaning we want to be authentic, as real as we possibly can. But when we have the outside-in syndrome, people only show up 75% of themselves, or 50% of themselves, or 25% of themselves. Why? Because we are afraid to live open and free. You know, people see, you know, oh, it's just my, you know, Karen's personality. You know, she's larger than life. No, 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 no. I had a transformation that I've learned to love myself, warts and all of it. Learn to love the parts that I'm still growing in, and learning to parts, loving the parts that, you know, that I do well in. And so when people are not experiencing full freedom of God, then we live in our own strengths, but we're not truly being real and authentic. This month, we're going to talk about keeping it real. This month, we're going to talk about how can we be emotionally whole, wholeness. Everybody say wholeness.
Wholeness.
Wholeness is a part of the kingdom of God. It's a gift for each and every one of us to live in a very powerful way. And I just want to say to Colin and Navaz, you know, just how honored and privileged that Donna and I are because of what you believe. You know, Navaz has been reading several books, getting a lot of revelation, her and Colin, about identity, about honor, you know, learning all of these things. And I'm going to be talking about the difference between the kingdom of culture versus the culture of the kingdom. See, the culture of kingdom is where everything in our culture affects our identity of who we are. But when we begin to understand there is a kingdom that has a king and we are the people in this culture, then you're able to understand that your life is hidden Christ, and that you can walk in God's light. And in God's light, there is freedom.